Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
The Michigan Bureau of Elections has suspended Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop's access to the state's voter registration database. This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. That story was first reported by Vote Beat Michigan on Friday. The Bureau says Victoria Bishop can no longer have access to the Qualified Voter File, QVF for short, and they took that unusual action for a multitude of reasons, including Bishop changing some voters' registration status to cancel. The Bureau says doing that is outside her authority under Michigan law, that they told her so back in April, that she said she wasn't making any changes, and that evidence shows she did, as recently as earlier this month. IPR has uncovered 6 canceled voters in Mancelona Township. It is unknown how many voters may have been canceled countywide, and the August 6th primaries are approaching. So now, some voters in Mancelona Township are wondering if their registration status has changed. IPR's Austin Rowlater accompanied one couple to their local township clerk's office as they sought to confirm their status.
I'm here with Mickey and John Morley. They're residents of Mancelona Township. So we're going to go into the township office. You can ask about your registration. What are you hoping to learn, or what are you hoping to walk away with?
I'm just hoping to verify that I'm able to vote absentee and that there has not been any changes or alterations that were not authorized by us.
And for me, I just want to make sure that if changes have been made, who made them? We didn't ask for them. And what does this look like? What does it look like not only for us, but other citizens in the county that may not have access to their data or know how to get it?
Mickey and John vote in all of the elections, even the small ones. They haven't moved since they relocated to Mancelona Township in 2021, so there should be no reason for their voter status to have changed. And let's be clear here, there shouldn't be any reason that they should have to worry about their registration status in the first place, let alone make a trip into their township office to clarify their status before an election.
I guess what brought my attention to it is the reports about Victoria Bishop and my research about Victoria Bishop and the things that have happened. And we just have some general questions about, do we have the ability to vote absentee?
We walked into the township office.
Morning.
Hi,
morning.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mickey.
I'm Mickey.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
John?
John, yes.
They were directed to Deputy Clerk Sean Fleet.
Perfect.
What can I help you with?
So,
have a seat.
John and I have in the...
Mickey's concerns with Victoria Bishop come from a widely reported dispute between the state and the controversial Republican election official. This spring, 1,800 voters in the county received cancellation and challenge notices from Bishop's office. According to the Bureau of Elections, this was beyond her authority. Bishop has also canceled an unknown number of voters from the qualified voter file, also beyond her authority, and she has so far refused to provide the Bureau with a list of those cancellations and why she made them. Those are among the reasons the Bureau of Elections has chosen to remove the Antrim County Clerk's access to the qualified voter file.
All right, that one's done. Let me go get you.
Sitting in front of his computer, Deputy Clerk Sean Fleet reassured Mickey and John that their status was active.
Beautiful. So here
yes.
We have, you're on the permanent list here.
Yep. Okay. So if a change were to be made by anybody in the system, it would register who changes it.
Yes,
there would be
state
a user
of Michigan, county clerk, township clerk.
All right.
Anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's all. Okay. We appreciate your time and efforts in making sure everything was where it needs to be and that we're all set up for absentee voting in August.
Back out in the parking lot, Mickey and John took a moment to reflect on what had happened.
For me, it just gives me a sense of relief to know that changes haven't been made, that my vote does count as a U.S. citizen, as a township citizen, as a state citizen.
How about you, John?
What I appreciated was their willingness to sit down and talk with us and have an honest conversation and allow us access to see our own information that should be protected.
The Bureau of Elections says Bishop can regain access to the qualified voter files if she completes 4 required training classes and responds to the Bureau's previous request for information. Victoria Bishop would not take our phone calls or answer emails about her access removal from the QVF. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Austin Rohlater.
You can learn more about this story and read that letter from the State Bureau of Elections to Clerk Bishop on our website, iprnews.org. Could waves from Lake Michigan provide renewable energy to Beaver Island? This Saturday, researchers there will test that idea, and if it works, it could be a big step toward improving the island's recurring issues with unreliable electricity. Let's hear more from our climate solutions reporter, Vivian Law.
Researchers from the University of Michigan will deploy what looks like a pair of small boats near the Whiskey Point Lighthouse for Beaver Island's 10th annual sustainability fair. These are experimental devices that can convert wave energy on the lake into electricity. Lades Waugh is the lead researcher for the U of M project.
We need to work with the community together to identify the need and design together with them.
Residents told the research team that they want more reliable power to the local airport, especially during emergencies. The island can often see electric outages during storms because it relies on a few underwater cables and diesel generators. Seamus Norgard leads the nonprofit Terra's Meadow, which is organizing the sustainability fair. He says islanders are interested in local renewable energy, like wave power, because of how expensive and unreliable fossil fuels have been.
It's a combination of looking at cost savings and also wanting to be independent and not dependent on the mainland for everything, and then also the environmental outlook.
The U of M researchers plan to install a final wave energy converter in the coming years. Norgard says residents will continue to be involved in the research.
There is that excitement about these new futures and cleaner sources and more locally produced dependable sources of energy.
Beaver Island's annual sustainability fair is this Saturday, and the wave energy demonstration starts at 10 a.m. For IPR News, I'm Vivian Law.
And Vivian's reporting comes to us through a partnership with GRIST, a national news outlet covering the climate crisis and possible solutions to it. Hey, before we go, one more thing about lakes. For the first time in 40 years, researchers have returned to the deepest point of Lake Superior. Up North Live reports that they successfully explored nearly 1,300 feet below the surface. I can't even picture that. And they brought back exciting discoveries and helped uncover new signs of life in the Great Lakes. The things we don't yet know about our world. This is IPR and the Up North Lowdown. I'm Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rohlater. Editing by Steve Junker. Music by Blue Dot Sessions. And a wonderful sense of attention by you. Thanks for giving us your ears for a little bit. We're glad you're here. Listen and subscribe through your favorite podcast app.